Well, we had some big margins across the region. The 160-pointer between Grovedale and Bell Park, where the Dragons got up. The big one between St Mary's and St Albans as well. But we did get one that had people on the edge of their seats at Ray Menzies Oval, and it was a one-point result, and it might prove to be very crucial in the final wash-up, pardon the pun, as Ocean Grove 71 defeated Geelong Amateur 70, 10-11 to 11-4. The coach of the Grubbers, Pete Davey, good enough to join us. Pete, right now, do you understand the enormity of how important this 4 points is?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, sort of looking at where the ladder shapes up now and what the last month looks like. It was massive. And we knew going in there just how big a game it was. Everyone sort of has sort of said, look, you've got Drysdale next week and you've got Anglesey in the last round. But we looked at the side that Amo's put out on paper, and we knew that was probably realistically the best side that they've had out for the season, and they were playing for their final spot as well. I think they'd sort of thought if they can win all of their games leading in and hope for some results, they were a chance as well. So it was a massive day, and just so relieved to get across the line in the end.
Yep, 9 points at quarter time, 7 points at half time, 5 at three quarter time, 1 point win. Take us through the final moments, how it played out, that you guys found yourself in front of the final siren.
Yeah, well, it's we actually felt that we probably dominated the day, but just couldn't get the scores on the board. We missed some goals, and it just seemed like every mistake that we made resulted in a goal the other way. So we'd have the footy in our forward 50 for an extended period. There'd be a turnover, and they'd go straight to the other end and kick a goal. So that was tough. But look, we were sort of there and about, and I think time on in the final quarter, we probably had it in our forward half for about 7 of the final 8 minutes. And then they got one over the back of that press, and that's sort of when the panic button got hit. And, I think the last 10 seconds they had the footy around 50 out, and then with a couple of seconds to go, they put a high ball into the goal square. And I'm starting to think, how am I going to console these boys in the rooms after the game if they, even a draw, that would have been a bad result. But fortunately, the siren went with about half a second before the footy touched some hands, and we held on.
Yep. Did they ever hit the lead, Amos, or did they never got in front of you?
No, they did hit the lead. That was sort of it's one of those goals where you get 18 players from the opposition all rush in. You think, oh no, how are we going to get this momentum back? But they hit the lead with about probably just before time on. So they got 6 points up, and then we missed a fairly easy goal, got it back to 5, and then we kicked a goal. Bailey Cameron kicked a great goal from the boundary line and put us at 1 point up, and then we held on from there.
Yep. Now, Bailey Cameron was one of your recruits from off the off-season. I think came down from Gippsland Way, is that right?
Yep. So Bailey's been playing. Look, he's had an interrupted year. He's had a couple of things on, which has meant that he sort of came into the seniors, probably did a limited pre-season, and then needed to get a little bit fitter, then missed a couple of games. And we've been able to get him in over the last, I think this is his second game. And we look at him as being a key defender. But we went that goal down, and we're just trying to work out. We just needed to get a goal from somewhere, and Jake Ward was off the ground injured, and we threw Bailey forward to sort of, thinking we've got to be prepared to lose by a couple of goals to try and win it. And he clunked one on the boundary line and then, kicked the goal and put us in front. So it was, one of those ones that you think, wow, could have gone the other way, but, all's well that ends well.
Yes. Jake Ward's injury, serious?
Look, he's got a dodgy knee, and he just got a corky just above it, which that sort of happened in the in the second quarter. He tried to run it out. We'll give it a go after halftime, but he was basically, immobile on the goal line. So we just weren't getting anything from him. Physically, he wasn't able to move. So we went a little bit smaller forward, but we just needed to try and find a mark in that last quarter. So, Bailey was the man.
Yep. As you said, Drysdale next week. It's such a fine line, and it's so even in the Bellarine at the moment that you're still very much in the hunt for the double chance, but you're also very much in a position where you could find yourself watching on come finals time.
Yeah. I love the evenness of the comp. You know, it's and we know Port have got their struggles at the moment. But yeah, everybody else kind of has. Anyone can knock off anyone, with the exception of Torquay. I think they're, obviously a class above everybody else. But you're right, and it seems to be a thing from what I've seen from the BFL. Results in that final round can certainly shape, who's a double chance and who ends up sixth. And that's certainly, I think, Anglesey, Drysdale and us, realistically, are probably going for two spots.
Yep.
It's going to be a real exciting last month of footy.
Yep. Do you dare to dream, though, that, things go your way, you could find yourself in a qualifying final?
Probably not that far.
No.
We've sort of said week by week is what we're looking at. But I think, we can sort of dare to dream at a final position now. We're 7-4 now. We could easily be 3-8 with some of the close results that we've had. So we're not getting ahead of anything. And if we were 3-8, we're still playing the same way. I'm really comfortable with that. But we're doing the right things. And I think sometimes when you do the right things, you deserve the results that you get. But look, if we were to get into finals and play, just get one game of final experience into these young guys, that's something that nobody outside the club would have given us any hope of doing, over the pre-season. And, so that's probably what we've got our sights on at the moment. Anything beyond that would be just phenomenal.
Yeah. Did you ask me to do my hypothetical ladder this year, or was it last year?
Last year, yeah.
Oh, yeah, good. I'm glad I didn't do it this year, because I probably wouldn't have had you sitting fourth after 14 rounds.
Yeah, well, look, it's funny, and that's the thing with these kids. Well, sorry, kids, these young men, they don't listen to anybody outside the club, and even people, supporters and stuff. When sort of speak to our supporters and our sponsors at the start of the year, and I said, look, I think these guys can win 8 to 10 games, and you sort of, there was a bit of a chuckle at the back of the room, like, what do you think of that, Pete? But these players, they listen to their coaches, they listen to each other, and they don't care what anybody else says, and they just go and play for each other. They're a great group of players.
Yeah, you're building a good base, Pete. It's a question I'm asking a lot of coaches now. Your situation for next year, you locked away with the Grubbers for 2022?
Yeah. So I signed earlier this year for 2 years. And we'll sort of look at that at the end of the season, about what that looks like. Yep.
Good stuff. Well done. A great win. A win that, in the wash-up of the season may prove to be very, very handy and might have you, on the inside looking out rather than the outside looking in when it comes finals time. Well done, Pete. Always good to talk footy with you, and appreciate your time on the wash-up.
Thanks, Kingy. Thanks, Lisa, for the call, mate.